We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. The final stretch. I hate that. I need more than an hour. It's obvious. I hope you've enjoyed the whole show. If you just tuned in and just catching it now, don't forget, if you have the app, radio.com, you can go and you can rewind and play in the 24-hour period that started at 12:05 p.m. today. That's when I started. Joining me now is Lacey Leatherman. She's a local gal who came up with an interesting concept. Whether you want to keep your canned, bottled, cup, beverage, whatever, from freezing at a tailgating party, if it's really cold out, or if you want to keep it cold if it's really hot out, ZipSip is the answer. The original ZipSip, originalzipsip.com, was produced by and marketed by Lacey Leatherman. Hi, Lacey.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, see, if you were here in studio, you could be having some of the wine of the week that I just poured, sipped, and sniffed.
Well, I won't make that mistake again.
Yeah, you got to. All right, so let's talk about this. You're a local gal who put together a product that, frankly, we've all had one of those cheap-ass little promotional koozies that only fits on the 12-ounce can.
Yeah.
And this has some benefit for every size beverage holder.
Yeah, so the idea was born right here in Wichita. We're really proud of that. At a concert, actually, there at Intrust Bank Arena, I had my favorite bottled beverage in one of those normal can coolies. And the next beverage of choice was a draft beer in a solo cup. And so I was sitting there with a cold, sweaty solo cup in one hand and a completely obsolete can koozie at this point in the other hand, and I had to put it back in my purse, thinking, why has nobody fixed this? And so the next day, we already started on the prototypes, had the idea, and have run from there.
Well,
so yes, so it fits everything from a slim can to a solo cup in one product.
Well, and my it fits my, I'll send you a picture of this. It fits my wine tasting cup here in the studio too.
Great,
cool. And essentially, what it is it's similar in design to the typical koozie. But it has two expandable sides with a zipper. Is that a fair description?
Great description, yes. And when you position those zippers at different points, that's what allows it to fit the different drink vessel holder, the vessels. So for, let's say, a Guinness glass, you just zip up 1 inch on each side. Fits perfect. Pint glass, my personal preference, is one side up, one side down. Yeah. Obviously, for a solo cup, both sides down, and it fits great.
I was just digging in my pocket to find my camera and take pictures to send to you, and I left my phone at home. But I'll do it when I get home. You'll see.
Okay.
It's an interesting product. You can order them online.
And so, yeah.
What else?
Right now, Amazon.
Yeah, good.
So Amazon.com is where we launched first. I'm really excited to announce we are going to have officially licensed Wichita State Shockers ones.
Oh, cool.
For sale end of February, so right before March Madness.
That's a good time.
We're going to have those for sale at the Shocker Bookstore, as well as online, the Braeburn location, and then in Charles Koch Arena as well.
I like it. The picture that I put on the website, taken off of your website, shows a red solo cup, you know, like a 16-ounce beer glass, a regular 12-ounce can, and a regular bottle, and it holds everything.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Well, thanks.
Thank you.
Best of luck. Keep in touch. I can't wait to see the Shocker logoed one, and I wish I had one today. My wife's wearing all the yellow. I got to go home and change and get ready for the game later. So, well, good stuff.
All
Happy
right.
New
well,
Year.
Make sure you get one.
You bet.
Happy New Year to you as well. Thank you.
Take care. It's Lacey Leatherman. The website is originalzipsip.com. It's a crafty new a functional way to use a koozie on your various size beverages. It's pretty cool. Speaking of beverages, I just poured the wine of the week, and I have a tech sheet somewhere here. Hey, don't forget, January 19th, that's tomorrow, is the National Popcorn Day. You'll want to be part of that. And then you would like to have, with your popcorn, some High Roller Sauvignon Blanc. It's from South Africa. The producer is a longtime producer with great track record in South Africa. It's Blackwater. This is their 2016 edition of Blackwater High Roller Sauvignon Blanc. The guy that makes this, Francois Hasbrach, is the head winemaker at Blackwater. He does a great job. He's a vineyard manager at heart, and that's how we make great wine, by starting in the vineyard. It has typical Sauvignon Blanc aromas, but different. You're not going to guess this as a New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. I don't think you would guess it as a California or Washington State Sauvignon Blanc. It's, who knows what gooseberry smells like? Their descriptor has that on it, but citrus, lemongrass, honeysuckle, white flowers, maybe a little bit of bell pepper, or you know, if you ever walk past a freshly mounded display of bell peppers or jalapeno peppers, the aroma that comes off of them. Next time you're in Dillon, stick your face down there by the green bell peppers and see what you get. It's got some, I just took another sip. It's got a little bit of nice acidity, typical for a Sauvignon Blanc. And it kind of has like a chalky minerality. That is not typical Sauvignon Blanc for my thinking. But I'll tell you what, it's pretty tasty. I'm liking this one a lot. This would be a great wine for with snack food, like when you're watching the Shockers today or football tomorrow. And I'm thinking popcorn, no butter, but throw a handful of jalapeno peppers in with the oil as soon as it starts to pop. And that would mirror that. It's crisp, it's moderately priced, and it's a beauty. It's 2016 Sauvignon Blanc. It says on the bottle, the aristocrat of wine, definitely a bit aloof and full of themselves, but let's not be judgmental. This guy is really trying to act like he is no big deal. Have a go and decide for yourself. And that is how the winery describes Blackwater High Roller Sauvignon Blanc from South Africa. If you haven't been tasting wines from South Africa, I would say that you are kind of out where the buses don't run. There's been so many great things happening in South Africa as they joined the international wine market and as they made wines for everywhere. This is relatively low alcohol, 12.6%. It's fermented differently than most Sauvignon Blancs. Open-top concrete vessels, big tanks, and cool stainless steel combo. It is 100% Sauvignon Blanc from 20-year-old vines, from Durbanville and Breedekloof, two great growing regions in South Africa. Yeah, pretty cool. I think this is a beauty. If you like Sauvignon Blanc, this is probably one of the finest I've had in 2019 for sure. It's different, and it's from South Africa. So there you have that. I hope you buy some. You know where I get it, right? Jacob Licorick, Shannon on North Rock Road. If you haven't been to Jacob lately, they've rearranged stuff. There's more product, new arrivals. It truly is the big boys toy store when it comes to wine and fun. And then if you think that that's all there is, oh, that is not all there is. The best selection of bourbons, craft spirits, vodka, gin, all of that. A great selection of beer, whether you want to buy a mix and match six pack of three different craft beers or you're just looking for a cool Bud Light six-pack or 12-pack to watch during a game. That's Jacob Liquor Exchange on North Rock Road. The one out west is just as good, not quite as big, not quite as expensive a wine selection, but a lot of great stuff. They may even have High Roller. Don't forget, any wine I talk about, while I get it from and recommend Jacob, You can get it at any of your local purveyors. Just got to ask for it. And if you forget what it was, goodlifeguy.com is where you go by date. So there. Hey, speaking of wine tasting, though, I know that you're a professional and an avid consumer of wine, but I want you to consider taking some wine classes with me so you and I can sit down and have some fun. The Basics of Taste and Adventure in Wine is the first three-class series to start next month, soon. February 3rd is when it starts. It's three Mondays in a row, 7 to 9 p.m., with yours truly. It's a casual overview of the mechanics of taste, how to recognize and describe varietal characteristics, and more importantly, to identify things that you like and dislike and why. You'll learn about grapevines and vineyards. You'll learn about fermentation and how the wine is handled in the winery, how it gets in the bottle, and how it gets to your dinner table. It's so much fun, and it's only three Mondays in a row. It's a great price. If you go and look at the culinary section at wsu.edu, community education, blah, 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 at Hughes Metroplex, it's one of the least expensive classes of all of them, and you get seven wines a night, and you get me for free. I'm free. The wine's what you're paying for. Then we take a little break because I'm going out to California for some major wine events and judging opportunities, and then luxury wines. It's Monday, 7 to 9 again. It starts March 30th through April 6th, only two classes. We're going to do some white wine, and we're going to do some red wine. And they're probably wines that you wouldn't just go into Jacobs and buy off the shelf because they're a little everyday wine expensive. But they're not that bad. Because the sweet spot in wine pricing is, look, you can get great wine for $7.99. You can get great wine for $79.99. The sweet spot's right there in the middle, $35 to $55. And these are where you're paying for the high-quality grapes, the talented winemaking, the packaging, and you're getting great value. Pay $400 for a bottle. Yes, it might be a tremendous wine, but you're buying the name, the label, and the track record. So take those classes, wsu.edu/community-education-culinary-good-life-guy. There's links under the wine class or wine class on my website, and it'll take you right there. So wine tasting at goodlifeguy.com. Have a great one. Happy weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.